This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a crime that I think, I don't even know. TF would be very upset. I know that, but I didn't know what this guy got busted for a crime I didn't know was a crime, I guess.
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got a story of someone stuck between a rock and a hard place.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Australia.
No!
Good night, mate.
None of us can do the accent.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can say, put another shrimp on the barbie.
You just keep it going.
And then say, Arnar, clear.
Arnar.
Arnar.
Yeah.
That's it.
In Dimba.
That's my favorite because it's so aggressive.
Yeah. Wallaby. Hugh Jackman.
You're doing everything from Despicable Me.
That's all I know how to do.
Oh my God. All right, so what do you got?
All right, a woman in Australia was stuck between a rock and a rock.
Okay.
She dropped her phone in between a couple of boulders. And she said, Arnar,
Arnar,
I have to get it. So she tried to sneak her way in.
It was between rocks.
Yeah.
And she put her hand in there.
Yeah. It was like, it was all of her, basically. Her feet were sticking out, but the rest of her was in.
She wedged her whole body in there.
Yeah.
So she couldn't, she couldn't 127 hours one of her arms off.
My friend's mom made that guy's prosthetic.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, they didn't have service where they were at anyways.
Well, how could she? Her phone is between two rocks.
But the friends' phones didn't work.
Oh, so people just watched her upside down in between two rocks.
Yeah, and then they had to leave her to go get help.
Just stuck there?
Yeah.
Between two rocks in Australia.
Yeah.
Arnar!
Arnar! And then, like, kangaroos came and...
You're just making this part up. Did they eventually get her out, or is she a tourist attraction? Stop by and see the crazy lady with her arms in the... All right, so all's well that ends well on that one.
Her phone is still there, but she's out.
Oh, they did get her out, but not her phone.
Yeah.
Okay. My story, not from Florida, but it's from a great accent place.
Huh?
Greece. Sacre bleu. No, that's French.
No, that's French.
I don't know what's... Mamma mia.
That's Italian.
Oh.
I don't
what
know
is
Greece.
A Greek accent?
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. 28-year-old dude in Greece was busted by police because he was walking up on people's porches and sniffing their shoes.
Hmm?
Didn't know. Like, I've heard of almost every fetish under the sun. Apparently, people in Greece, like, when you come into their house and they, like, somebody says, take your shoes off, they take their shoes off outside. Like, if your shoes are kind of nasty, they, like, put them outside.
Yeah.
So, this dude's a shoe sniffer.
And that's illegal.
I don't know. One neighbor caught him in their yard.
At least very frowned upon.
Yeah. Getting a whiff of some shoes they'd left outside to air out. So, the police are taking him to jail.
Is that a compliment if a guy wants to sniff?
Buddy, I don't know. I just want to know how you'd feel if somebody was like up in on your Jordans.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't like it. It'd be weird. But I wouldn't leave him outside, so.
When the police arrested him, he said he was just soul searching. I literally hated everything about that story, but I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Soul searching. For those of you who don't understand, soul can also be spelled S-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
All right.
That was clear.
Those were all the stupid people we find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.